The Hollywood publicity machine is very good at pushing coverage for new movies in the entertainment press, but major studios and the nation's many religious newspapers and broadcasters have long had a testy relationship, often because of the sex and violence in many modern films. Well, now, one freelance publicist is making it his mission to find common ground between Hollywood and the Christian media. NPR's Andy Bowers has the story.
Another premiere night at Hollywood's Chinese Theater. Cast members from the new Warner Brothers release A Walk to Remember make their way down the red carpet, giving interviews to Access Hollywood and Entertainment Tonight. But down the carpet is a newcomer, a crew from an L.A. Christian radio station called The Fish.
How do you feel about a movie like this with such a pro-God and pro-abstinence message?
I'm so excited about it. I mean, it's something
The Fish was invited to the premiere by Jonathan Bach, a former Warner Brothers publicist who launched his own company, Grace Hill Media, several years ago. Bach, who is himself a church-going Presbyterian, now helps studios identify and spread the word about films that might appeal to Christians. He says A Walk to Remember, starring Shane West and popular teen singer Mandy Moore, was a no-brainer.
Shane plays this sort of popular jerk in high school, who basically falls in love with the daughter of the town minister, who's Mandy Moore. And she is as overt a Christian as you've ever seen in cinema. And basically, because of her unwavering faith, he completely changes his life and takes on her values.
Okay, maybe you're just too scared that someone might actually want to be with you.
And why would that scare me?
Because then you wouldn't be able to hide behind your books, or your freaking telescope, or your faith.
The morning after the movie's premiere, DJ Lauren Kitchens on radio station The Fish gives her verdict to her mostly Christian listeners.
So excited for what Warner Brothers is doing. You know what? It's going to change lives. There's healing that's going on through this movie. Youth being able to see, you know what, I can be pure.
And that's music to Jonathan Bach's ears. His publicity campaign for A Walk to Remember, which opens today, included screenings and star interviews for religious journalists and even a study guide for youth ministers. The idea of marketing mainstream films specifically to Christians came to Bach while promoting the movies The Green Mile and My Dog Skip a few years ago.
I just really thought to myself, you know, this is the kind of thing that, you know, people who go to church would just love. You know, they're often clamoring for films that, you know, are elevating and that are lovely films. And these are two terrific films.
Since going freelance, Bach has helped market such films as K-Pax, Pay It Forward, and The Family Man. That movie stars Nicolas Cage as a playboy who is magically shown what his life would have been like if he had married his college sweetheart. As Bach pitched The Family Man to Christian groups, he ran into concern about one scene in which Cage stares at the outline of his wife's naked body through a misty shower door.
I had, at first, a lot of pastors and outlets that I deal with saying, well, I really love that movie, but what about that scene? And I said, guys, they're married to each other, and he's attracted to this woman. That's the kind of thing that we want to show, is a married guy attracted to his wife. And they all went, oh, yeah, you're right. That's a good point.
A bigger challenge came a few months ago when Warner Brothers enlisted Bach to help ease fears among some Christians over the use of witchcraft by movie wizard Harry Potter.
Whoa! My body's gone!
I know what that is! That's an invisibility cloak!
He has to choose to use his talents and ability for good and not for evil. And that's a great lesson for kids to learn, to use the gifts that have been given to you for good.
Those in the Christian media who work regularly with Jonathan Bach seem excited to have someone in Hollywood reaching out to them. Douglas LeBlanc of the magazine Christianity Today says in the past, dialogue with the studios was rare and rarely positive.
You know, it seems like more of a crisis management approach, giving our publication a heads up if a film may be a problem. Last Temptation of Christ is a good example of that, I think.
But LeBlanc says Jonathan Bach's efforts are, in a small way at least, helping to break down the old mutual suspicions.
So far, I have found that if Jonathan is calling me about a film, it's going to be a film that's worth seeing in one way or another, regardless of how the film fares at the box office.
But others in the Christian media remain suspicious. Ted Baer is himself a TV producer and publisher of an online Christian movie review site called Movie Guide. He compares Bach's courting of the Christian media to a wolf in sheep's clothing.
Some of these movies, in fact, all of them, need a caution from many different theological perspectives. And when you allow yourself to be schmoozed and blinded by the Hollywood stars, then you're in deep trouble as the church.
But he agrees with Bach on one key point. The nation's 130 million Christians could make a big difference in what comes out of Hollywood if they voted with their wallets. Bach puts the studio's attitude this way.
If they could put a test pattern up on the screen and get you to pay $9 to see it, they'd do it. If A Walk to Remember makes $100 million or $150 million or has a $25 million opening weekend, trust me, they will make more.
After all, says Bach, a lot more people go to church on any given weekend than to the movies. Andy Bowers, NPR News, Los Angeles.